All right. So, before we actually get started, I feel like, wow. I mean, we might just have to come up with something creative here. But we wanted to invite Adam and Monique to come up. Yeah. Yeah. Because anything they do has got to be good, right? That's right. And I'd love to invite our elders up here and, pray over Footsie. And matter of fact, I'd like Karen to come up too. She's kind of like, she represents our prophetic voice. You know, Karen was the one who told the original pastors that they were supposed to call me, that I should come up from Florida and take the church. You know what I mean? Like, so she just has history, and she has, like I said, that prophetic voice. So Adam and Monique have served our church as leaders for 10 years. You've been deacons for at least like 10 of those. I mean, sorry, 8 of those. 10 of those, 10 years. Yes, and you've led our men's Monday night ministry for, I think, 7 or more. It all blends together. You're like, time flies when you're having fun, right? And so with prayer and fasting, we have just felt led of the Lord that it's time to have them become elders of our church as well. Not just the deacons, but we want to pray over them and release them and honor them for the work that they've been doing in the church and recognize them as elders. You know, and Paul, we missed Paul. Are you over there? Oh, cool. We missed you, Paul. You know, Paul's back from Brazil, so I'd love to give him a hand before we go too much. But we missed Paul, and you were gone for 5 months. I swear it was just forever, man. Yeah, it was like, yeah, I thought you left. You texted him. Did the text go to Brazil? I only emailed. Okay, somebody got it. Yeah. That's awesome. And so, you know, having an extra pair of hands is great too, as Paul retires and as he does, you know, Brazil trips and every other thing that's on his heart to do. You know, so it's great to have Adam and Monique share the load. It's also something that, man, I'll just sort of like keep it generic, but it's hard to even say. But if you can imagine a war, and there was a time in this war where I was literally almost taken out, and Monique grabbed the gun and fired back, cover, and Adam pretty much threw me over his shoulder and carried me out of that mess. And so I know these guys, they'll take a bullet, you know, and I love them. And it's not a bullet for me, it's a bullet for the kingdom. And so how could I not like recognize that effort and, you know, just watch them step into their greatness, their destiny God has for them, you know? Amen. So yeah, if guys, if you want to just like kind of come around and put your hand on them, I will have a microphone and I would like to pray, but I don't want to start the prayer. I'd like for you guys to.
Paul, you're back. Why don't you start?
Yeah,
sure. As the elder.
I'm gonna stand behind.
The one who guides us, and we missed for like 2.5 years. It wasn't 2.5 months, folks. It was a long
It's
time.
Been like at least 6 months since we've heard him.
Yes, but I was on most video sessions anyway. Lord, it's a privilege to be in your house, to praise you, Lord. It's a privilege that you have called each one of us to be children of the living God. It's a privilege, Lord, that we have been blessed so mightily, and we acknowledge you in all these things. And Lord, we have been blessed to have Adam and Monique come alongside us for the work in serving your body. Lord, thank you for these faithful servants. Lord, for their loving hearts to put their hands to the work that you have assigned to them, Lord. We thank you for their loving heart, for their obedience, for their compassion for those in need, precious God. We thank you that they have come forward to minister to brothers and sisters, to pray with them and for them, to just be there in need, Lord. So as we come before you to say, Lord, they are truly elders of the church. We welcome them into this position, Lord. It's not a worldly position. It's a position that's covered by your word of servitude, of loving kindness, God, and they have exhibited this. So we thank you, Lord, for their heart. We thank you for all of their service, precious God, that you would bless them, bless their family, that they may be a light unto others, and that together we may be united in service for our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we know in your kingdom that you say the first will be last and the last will be first. And God, that's the vision I have of Adam and Monique. They always work behind the scenes. They always do the things that no one sees. God, thank you for honoring them this day and for elevating them into eldership. I know that it won't go to their heads. I know their hearts. Their hearts are so pure before you, Lord. God, keep all of our hearts like that. May we all be willing to serve. God, following your example, Jesus, as you washed your own disciples' feet, a thing that only the lowest of the low servants would do. Hey, God, I thank you for this man and woman and their marriage and their family. God, I ask protection over that. God, I know as we elevate them, attacks will come. God, as the church rises up, attacks will come. And God, thank you for my sister saying this morning, why are we running from Satan? Let's stand firm. God, let's put on the whole armor of God. Thank you for this next two soldiers in our armor for River. God, may they be a blessing to many. May we be a blessing to the community. God, may each of us do our part in this church as a family, Lord. It's not about a group of two or three doing all the work. It's about everyone chipping in, Father. And God, thank you for their willingness to step up and step out. God, thank you that they're even standing here. We know they don't like to get in front of people. But God, thank you for this moment. We pray blessings upon their lives. We pray peace in their lives. We pray restoration for all the hurt that's happened in the past. And we pray a renewal, Lord, a new spirit upon each of us here. God, allow them to challenge us to even be pushed further. God, may it challenge the church to be pushed further. May it challenge your kingdom. God, not just this church, but man, we've got four other churches willing to work with us in spreading meals. God, allow these things to happen. Allow us to be your hands and feet in this time. And thank you for these servants that have shown us for so many years how to do it the right way. We praise you and thank you for them, Lord.
Lord Jesus, what an amazing day this is, Lord, to bring this couple to this place. Oh God, you are an amazing and wonderful, incredible God, and I thank you for these two. What you have done in their life, Lord, the miracle that they are standing here today is, there's just no words, it's amazing, it is awesome. And so, Father, I thank you for them. Lord, I ask you to pour your anointing all over them. Pour your anointing all over their giftings and all over them and do a mighty and a powerful work through them. Lord, you see their hearts. You see their willingness to come into this place. And Lord, I just believe with all of my heart that these two are so meant to be elders in this church, Lord. I felt it for a long time, and I'm so thankful for this day. And so, Father, I just ask you to put your hand of protection upon them, Lord. Father, I ask you to just pour your anointing all over them and use them mightily. God, they're so willing to step out. And, Lord, so I just pray that you would bring them to the next level, Lord, that you would strengthen their faith to come to the next level, that they will do a powerful work, Lord, in and through, that you will do a mighty work through them, and they would be glorified in all that they're going to do in this church, because I believe, and I just speak forth to both of you right now, Lord, I just see a picture of a fire, of a flame, yep. And in the middle of it was you. Yep. And God, I see God just snatching you and you out with his hand and pulling you out of that fire and bringing you into a place, into this place. And I just, the Lord just wants you to know that he's going to do a powerful work through you, that he is so pleased with you, that he is so, so pleased with you. And the Lord just wants you to know that as you take step by step into this role, that he's right there. Yeah. He doesn't want you to be afraid. He doesn't want you to be fearful. He doesn't want you to be anxious. He wants you to come into this place and be joyful because he's brought you here. He's brought you here for this day and for this time, for such a time as this, and he's going to use you mightily. So I just pray for them, Lord. I just pray that you would pour your anointing. I pray that you would bring them now, Lord, to fulfill all that you brought them here to do. And yes, you've snatched them out of that fire. And yes, you brought them here. So plant their feet on this firm ground, oh God. Plant their feet on this firm ground and then use them mightily. Lord, I pray a hedge of protection, hedge of thorns around them and their family. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth all over them and their families. I cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray for your protection. But mostly, Lord, I pray that you would bless them. I pray that you would anoint them. And I pray you would use them now mightily. Father God, I just ask you, Lord, to anoint their giftings, to bring them to a place like they've never known, that, yes, Father God, they could operate in the gifts of your Spirit so powerfully, Lord, that people would be touched, that people would be healed. Mm-hmm. I pray for Monique, that you would just bless the prophetic gift I know you have in her. I ask you to raise it up. I ask you to anoint it and bless her, Lord, and use it mightily. And I pray, Father, against the spirit of fear, against any spirit that would try to come against them to make them feel like they're not enough because they're more than enough in you, to make them feel like they can't do this because they can, and just to let them know, Lord, that you are with them, that you will walk before them, that you are beside them, that you are behind them. They will always hear a voice saying, go this way or that way, because your word says that it will tell us. We will always know which way to go, and they will know what to do. They'll do a mighty work. Father, thank you for what you're doing in them. And just know, both of you, I sense it, I know it, I see it in my heart. God is so pleased with all you have done, but there's so much more. There's so much more he's going to do through both of you. There's so much more. That accident, Adam, that accident, God's going to use it now to bring healing to others. He's going to use it to encourage others. He's going to use it mightily, all of it, because God doesn't waste anything. He doesn't waste anything. And all that you've walked through is going to be used now. All that you've walked through, he's going to use. So do a mighty work. Father, thank you. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so thankful that you brought them here to this place. We worship you and we praise you and we bless you and we lift them up, Lord, to you. Bless these two and use them mightily, Lord, for your glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I want to read something too, as you. This is Acts 20. This is when Paul brought together the elders of the Ephesian church, and he gave them this charge. He said, and now pay attention. Be sure that you shepherd God's flock, his church, purchased with his blood, over whom the Holy Spirit has appointed you as elders. I know full well that false teachers like vicious wolves will come in among you after I leave, not sparing the flock. Even some will distort the truth in order to draw a following. But watch out. Remember the 3 years I was with you, my constant watch and care over you day and night with many tears for you. And now I entrust you to God and the work of his grace, his message that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance with all those who have been set apart for himself. I have never coveted anyone's money or clothing, and you know with these hands of mine I've worked to pay my own way, and I've even supplied the needs of those who were with me. And I have been a constant example of how you can help the poor by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had finished, he knelt and he prayed with them. And so, God, I'm just going to do it. I just ask that you equip my brother and sister, Father, for every good work, Lord, that you would just supply for their needs in the name of Jesus and give them such an overflow that they can be a blessing to those who are hurting. God, that you will give them just such a wisdom for shepherding and for looking for those that would try to spread any lies or false doctrine in the church, who would try to water down the gospel or deny its power. God, I just pray that you'll give them a life that is so set apart and set on fire with love and passion for Jesus that it will make people just want what they have. And God, I pray that you will give them, Lord, just such unity with each other that, Lord, they will be just a solid, united front against anything that would come their way, Lord. May many people come to Christ, many people be released into ministry, and many families be set free because of your Spirit at work in them, I pray. May the fire of God and the wisdom of the Spirit be upon their life, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Amen.
And all God's people said,
amen. Amen. We love you guys. I'm sorry if I pushed on your foot. Did it hurt?
No, no, okay, no.
Good.
All right.
All right. So those kind of things only come in like every 10 years. So we... we have just a few minutes, right? So, whew, man, let's go ahead and... I want to open up with a testimony. Now, So last week while we were during the Easter service, we were coming out of worship. There was a guy named Dan, and I don't think Dan's here today, but he... Huh?
Dan.
Not, I saw the...
Dan Rondo.
Dan Rondo, right? There's two Dans, right?
Dan.
Yeah, right. And not Daniel Boone. And so Dan, he said, I really feel like the Lord wants to heal, you know, someone back of the neck. Remember that? That's, what's that called? Word of knowledge. Thank you for all the Bible scholars in the room. It's a word of knowledge. It's a very normal thing, right? But what I've noticed is, especially up in New England, like people don't really respond to those. I love them too, right? I mean, they're part of the ministry of the church, and not just within the church, but even outside the walls, right? But, you know, it could be like everybody looks around like, is anybody going to own that one, right? Right? All right. So I wanted to give you an update. My brother Steve, I love Steve. And he's just, you know, he's like me. He's shy. And he doesn't like to get up in front of people, right? I get it, man. I do. I get it. So Steve's like, you know, the following day, he's like, who was that guy that, you know, I told him, and he's like, great, because I woke up pain-free first time in like 4 months. Right? Yeah. And the importance of this would be like on a scale of 1 to 10, like what would you say the pain level was?
At times it was like a 9.
Times it was like a 9, right?
Just
the weight of his head, if he's laying down, was enough to just cause that pressure and pain. Yeah. So why am I bringing this up? Because, you know, it happened right in front of us last week. And for me to be like, okay, I have a sermon for you, would be like goofy. Like, we have to start really pressing in and saying, okay, the Lord is actually making an offer. He just hiked the ball. Right? He just hiked the ball, and we have to catch that thing and understand what he just did and appreciate it. We have to say, thank you, God, for doing this in our midst. And then we have to say, well, I want to do that. Yes?
Send me, Lord.
Send me, right? Exactly. And so when Monique was like, well, I just believe someone has a lower back pain, that I'm like, yep, that's today's the day to say it. Right? What did I say? Monique. I got Monique on my mind because of the prayer time. But you speak Darylese. I know. Well, that's why I brought you along. with a gift of correction. yes. Yeah, only on microphone, though, because the folks on the internet land can't hear you.
But the other thing
it's still
is,
on.
Is that when
it's on.
When that happens, if you just would raise your hand, we would come over and lay hands on you, and you might feel, and it's like, because that's when the Spirit of God is moving for healing. And so then, if we would just, if you would just raise your hand and say, "That's me, don't be afraid, we're nice people."
I think
we're,
so.
We're nice people. We won't hurt you. Right, Daryl, we're good, right? Yeah. But we would just lay hands on you or anoint you with oil, and because that's when the Spirit of God is moving. I was in a healing ministry for 2.5 years. Not that that's anything, it doesn't mean a thing, except for the fact that I know that when that when the Spirit of God moves, that's the time we could come and just lay hands on you, and then you would, I'm telling you, amazing things would happen. You would just feel that Spirit, you'd feel the healing, and God would do amazing things. So I'm just saying, like, don't be afraid and don't be embarrassed, because this is what we want. We want the Spirit of God to move, right? We want the gifts of this. We want to be like rocking and rolling for Jesus in this place, right? And just let the Spirit move. And healing is so powerful. It's such an amazing thing. And now, this is the time when God's bringing so much of his Spirit into lots of churches. It's time. It's a move of God that's happening, mm-hmm. that's powerful, and it's going to be really powerful. So don't be afraid. If it's your neck, if it's your back, if it's your whatever, just if you feel, raise your hand, and we'll come, and we'll just lay hands on you, and we'll pray, and we'll see miracles, huge, awesome things, right?
Amen.
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 I am virtually raising my hand. I literally just got a message from my wife. Those who know her know she's got lots of back problems. She says her.
She said her. Okay. So she's the lower back?
Her back has been really bothering her the last couple of weeks. Has been really bad.
Okay. Well, Aislinn, whether...
physically here. So,
but she's online, right?
She is online.
Okay.
Me.
All right, well, Aislinn, whether you're here or not, in the name of Jesus, we just agree with the Spirit of the Lord that is who's spoken through Marguerite, and we just say, you be healed in the name of Jesus. Your lower back, just release the tension and be healed, bones be put right, cartilage be restored, and pain to be set free in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just thank you, God, that you are such a powerful God, and there's nothing too difficult for you. We love you, God. Release the Spirit of life within her in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now, I do want to define for you. What's that?
I saw a hand over
here. Hand? Yeah. Lower back?
Yeah, well, so yesterday, Ethan and I were cutting trees down. I didn't even tell them that because I figured they'd never let me pick up a chainsaw again. But yesterday, I was cutting a tree down, and as I was doing so, it was a slope, and I slipped on the leaves, and I fell backwards onto a stump. Mm.
Wow. You hurt too. Well, we're not going to put our hands on your bruise. yeah, well, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Julie. We thank you for the fact that she's claiming this as well. And Holy Spirit, you're not too small to be able to just reach many people. And so, God, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you'll release your healing power. We just thank you that by your stripes she was healed, Father. And Holy Spirit, we invite you to do the very thing that you just said you wanted to do. Come in, restore, heal. Lord, just take away tension, swelling, bruising, damage of any kind, Father. Set her free from the pain, God. And just thank you for what you're doing in her life right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you guys can keep praying for her. So word of knowledge. Like, I got this sermon, right? And I want to preach it, and I can't, Adam. So the thing that I was telling you about, I just can't. No, I know. What's that? Oh, I'm trimming this up, so I have no idea. The PowerPoint's really no good today either. The only thing that's good is the first line. His voice is my choice. All right? And the date. I think the date's right. So 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 8. Are you familiar with this? You're like, I don't know. 1 Corinthians 12.
Yes.
Donna's familiar. I'm going to have to read it to you because I don't have it on the screen. So 1 Corinthians 12, go to verse number 4. It says this: there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but it's the same Holy Spirit who is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service in the church, but it's the same Lord that we serve. There are different ways God works in our lives, but it's the same God who does the work through all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us as a means of helping the entire church. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice, and to another, the gift of special knowledge. Did you catch that? Amen. So gift of knowledge, it's when you just have this sense that the Holy Spirit wants to do something in a situation, right? And in this case, it's he wants to touch a back, he wants to touch the neck, he wants to, right? Sometimes it's more emotional, like it can be, you know, the Lord wants to heal a broken heart that was damaged by fill in the blank, right? It can be, it can also be something that's relational, like the Lord is calling home children who have rebelled and left, right? I mean, like he can connect pieces together. And here's the beautiful thing about why we wanted to stop. I mean, just want to stop and recognize the word of knowledge. And thank you, Steve, for your boldness, because this set up the whole day. But this idea that like we can sit here and try to pull on heaven, right? Oh, come, Holy Spirit, right? Come. Or what if he says, I just want to start with the neck. Come, Holy Spirit, right? I just get out of my way, and I want to start with the neck. Oh, maybe I can't say that. What if no one has a neck problem, and I'm embarrassed, right? Oh, right? I'm going to spend hours. I'm going to write a sermon, and these guys are going to practice for night, you know, do a worship song, and we're gonna make this service look like X, Y, and Z. And the Holy Spirit says, I just want to start with the neck, dude. Right? And then when you step into that and you're brave, then maybe I'll go for a back. And then when you're brave, then I'll go for that. Well, what if I make a mistake? Well, you'll learn not to listen to that voice ever again. Moving on, right? There's so much grace. Matter of fact, the gifts of the Spirit, I don't know, I've said this a lot, but you guys need to know that word gifts is charis, which is the word grace. I don't know why, but we English people decided to call it a gift of the Spirit. So now we start thinking of it like a gift, like a talent, like I have a gift for drawing, I have a gift for word of knowledge. It's not that, it's grace. Grace for it, right? And then what is grace? It's unmerited, undeserved favor flowing through our life, right? And so if you do, by chance, say something dumb, you said it from a place of grace, and you said it to a place of grace. You get what I'm saying? And everybody, we can say, well, you missed. But there's grace. We love you, right? So it's like I'm trying to create a safe place for us to learn and practice and hone in on your connection with the Holy Spirit, okay? You're free.
I think it's humility, and it's a surrender.
It is.
You know, and in order to be, so there's a boldness like Steve had, but he also had a humility to receive it.
Oh, yeah.
So I believe that when the Lord is speaking to us, and sometimes it happens to me, I get nervous. I'm like, Lord, am I supposed to say that? You know, and it's a submission. It's a humility. So when the Lord speaks to you, whether it be a word of knowledge or just he wants you to go and pray for somebody, it takes a lot of boldness, but a humility boldness, if that's
sure.
Kind of an oxymoron, but
yeah. Amen. Amen. So the humility is this, don't make it any more or any less than exactly what you feel you heard. Right? So have you ever seen like people will tell you the story the first time and it was like, I was scared to death, but God rescued me, right? But then come back a week later and tell the story. It's like, so I just knew God was coming. I just knew. And I began to believe. And right? Right? And so here's the humility. Just let it be what it is. So if you feel like God is saying this, then just say it. I feel like God might be saying. And let it be. Right? Now, if you are sure you heard God, like it's like, there's no way you could ever deny it, then don't come out of the gate and be like, I feel like God might be saying. Just say, God said, right? I mean, just like don't water down the voice of God because you're trying to have a false humility. And then don't water down the humility by trying to add a bunch of stuff on there, trying to convince people to believe you. It doesn't matter. Just say it, right? And Jesus was kind of like, let your SBS, your no be no. Don't like inflate it, right? I love it. I mean, it's so simple that we're like, huh, how did we lose that? Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Is this on?
It's on.
Okay. This like spiritual connection that you have with God when you hear from him or you get a word of that takes practice. It takes discernment. And if you truly believe that that's something that you want, you have to pour into him and trust him. For me personally, I like was trying so hard to just be like, is that God or is that just me? And he spoke to me and he said, if you really want to hear my voice clearly and you want to know that that's a word from me, then you have to pray ahead of time and confirm that. You can't just go, oh, I think that, because it could not be from God, and that's hard. So I would say that if this is something that you want to practice in and you want to have that ability to get the word of knowledge, to be able to heal and get that gift, you pray into that, and then the stronger that connection comes, the more God will move in you, and that word of knowledge will just ever flow. So for me, as an early believer, that was one thing that I said, how do I get better at that? And it all comes back to prayer and being in his presence. So amen. I just wanted to share that because, you know, it's when you start to feel him and you start to hear him and you start to see him and you see how he's moving, it becomes so powerful. And I feel like for this congregation and this body, you know, the more that we do that collectively, the more he will move amongst us. And that is truly a gift from him. So,
amen. Thanks. Amen. And man, this is the place to practice because I want you doing this in the world. Right? So this is your safe place. You can. I mean, you guys are preaching a sermon. No, it's fine.
So another safe thing that you can do, and I found this helped in my life, and it's helped in people that I've talked with, is if you think it's from God, go to someone you trust and ask them first. Yeah. I can't count the countless times someone's come to me at church and said, I think the Lord wants me to share this in church today. And I'm like, hey, that's what Daryl and I were praying about this morning. You've got to share. And I go to Daryl and say, you've got to let him share. I don't know how many times I've went to someone and said, you know, I think I'm hearing from the Lord, but I'm not quite certain. And they've confirmed it with either a verse they read that morning. So again, knowing, hearing his voice, checking it out with someone else you trust, that's a safe way to do it. And then it's not like, oh, I just blabbed it out in front of the whole church and I don't know if it was true or not. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a safe way to do it. And as you develop that more and more, God will speak more and more through all of us. This is not a one-person talent, okay? One person may have a better talent at hearing from the Lord than me, a word of knowledge, but man, he's given me other talents too, and we're a body that works together. And so don't feel like you have to share something because everyone's sharing, or you have to raise your hands in worship if you don't feel that. We are a family that works together, and each part does its part.
Amen. Thanks for that. Yeah, good job, man. So Marguerite actually checked in with me before service started, and it was during that other song that I was able to walk over, and some of you may have noticed, and I just said, I think now's the time. It just, you know, she set it up. She kind of like, here's the ball when you want it, and it was a teamwork effort. So exactly like Chris said, and thank you for doing that, and, you know, I think we can do this, right? I think we can be supernaturally natural, right? All right, one second. I just want to move to another point, if that's okay. So I want to read, why did we do the testimony? The testimony is so important. And again, why I thank Steve for his vulnerability and his ability to allow us to hear this testimony, because testimony opens the door to faith. And I want to read from just a quick one, to Revelations 12:11. You guys probably know this one. If you haven't, you'll know it, but when I'm done with it. But they defeated the enemy, the devil, because of the blood of the Lamb and because of their testimony. Have you ever heard that verse? Right? We obviously know that there's no arguing with the power of the blood of the Lamb, right? I mean, we know that. There's just unfathomable power in the blood of Jesus, right? But for some reason, crowds, people can't always connect with the blood of the Lamb because we know here, yeah, it washes me white as snow. It's his stripes is my healing, right? And but I know, but unfortunately, I don't know. And so the testimony, the word of the testimony is so important because it pulls something out of here and puts it right into the reality of life, right? And so when someone comes forward and says, that was me, I got healed from that moment, then you're able to say, well, you know what? If he can get healed, then why can't I get healed? Lord, like, pick me, right? And we slipped out of the realm of the, I'm not sure that's what he does today, to say, oh my gosh, if he can do it, I have to have that. Yes? So here's the second piece that I'm point number two of the sermon that never existed, is please give your testimony. Run it by me. It doesn't have to be on the spot. And we'll make a spot for you to give that testimony, or I'll deliver it if you don't want to. But the point is, we got to give God his glory, and we have to pull down faith, because that's what the Holy Spirit, you know, that's how he moves, right? And please notice this, like in this moment, nobody prayed over Stephen. The Holy Spirit said he wanted to do it, and he did it, right? It wasn't like someone stopped the service, and I mean, yes, we will do that if that's what he's leading us to do. But man, sometimes the Holy Spirit just wants to heal because he just wants to heal. He, right? And especially if something happens and more than one person are getting it all at once, I mean, you just can't practically do it in the time of one service. And so we just have to be ready for things to just start happening, as even during worship and during just even as you're hearing the scriptures, because it's life, and just like, bam, something happens. Just take it. Yes, save it. Testify, right? And let that testimony be something that's like a currency that allows someone else to spend that currency on their behalf for that victory. Does that make sense? All right. What you were going to share, is it kind of in line with that? Or where we are?
I was going to follow up with what you said to not add anything.
Yeah.
It's only been in the last couple of months that I realized how important it is that the gospel writers didn't add anything.
Correct.
They didn't talk amongst themselves, how should we tell the story?
Yep.
They told exactly what they remembered.
Yes.
And it differs from gospel to gospel because they were in different places at different times. Yep. They saw different things, and they're just telling it like it is.
Yep.
So I've stopped worrying about why there's differences between Matthew and John.
Yeah.
They're just telling it the story as it is.
Right.
And that's all, thank goodness, yes.
Yeah.
So that's an example for us.
That's great comfort in that too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't feel the need to inflate Jesus. He didn't need it. That's right. Got a couple more minutes? All right. Here's another one. Powerful faith. This is something that the Lord was sharing with me this week, and I put it up on my wall. Powerful faith will offend the stationary. Do you understand that? Powerful faith will offend the stationary, those that are not moving. So just be ready to give your testimony, and people might be offended. They might say you're lying. They might say they don't believe you. They might have a scripture, which I don't know where it is, but they might have a scripture that says, but that doesn't happen today. How can that happen today? Well, the person with an experience is never at the mercy of someone with an argument. Right?
When that which has come, when that which is perfect has come, then all these things will be gone away.
I love that scripture. What does that have to do with healing?
That's what people use.
Oh, but it doesn't have anything to do with that. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you. Right. Okay. That's awesome. So you guys get the point of just being ready to be in some ways, and it's not your fault, okay, but potentially offensive if your faith is willing to reach for something great and someone else is not. Be ready to be offended yourself because someone else may have a measure of faith and you sit there and watch it happen and you're like, holy cow, I'm not even sure I'm ready for this. Be ready to be offended. Jesus was this most loving, most offensive person. He could just walk in the room and they're like, he's demon possessed. Why? What offended people so badly that they could see my Savior who was willing to give up his life and say, that guy's got demons. Just, they were stationary. His great faith, his ability to just walk into a movement and hear the Holy Spirit and do, offended.
I think the offensiveness is
the fear. Sure. There's a lot of reasons. I'm not even here to preach against it. I'm just saying, be ready. Luke 18, verse 35, Jesus, he's approaching Jericho, and a blind beggar was sitting beside the road, and when he heard the noise of the crowd going past, he asked, what's happening? And they told him that Jesus was coming. So they began to shout, So he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And the crowds ahead of Jesus tried to hush this man, but he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And I'm just like, that just offended. Like, this blind guy is sitting on the side of the road, pathetic, and saying, "Heal me, heal me, heal me. You're out there. I know you're out there. I can't even see you, but I know you're there, and I know you can do it." And the others are like, "Be quiet." They were offended because his great faith insulted them. Right? So there you go. There's your scriptural proof. When Jesus heard him, he stopped and he ordered the man to be brought to him. And Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you?" Like, I mean, and that's us. And it's so amazing that he's given us that place with him to be able to just call on him. And he's like, "Yeah, what would you like?" Right? I'm so happy. I just feel like faith is rising up here. And the man said, "Lord, I want to see." And Jesus said, "All right, you can see. Your faith has healed you." Amen. There wasn't even a rodeo or a circus. Nobody did anything crazy. Nobody like, "Well, I'm going to just pray and I'm going to get my disciples and we're going to do that," right? I mean, that can happen. I'm not dissing it. It can happen. But Jesus was just like, "Cool, your faith was great. You're done. Go see." You know what I mean? And I'm looking for a day. I'm looking for a people who know how to just reach out and say, "Lord, I'm taking you at your word. I'm not going to have to walk this process out and get it all right. I know who you are and I'm going to grab a hold of that." And that's why we sing, "That is who you are. That is who you are." Right? It's worship. Just recognizing him. Or you can be the other guy screaming, "Be quiet. Stop it. This is offensive. I hate seeing pathetic people crying out loudly." Right? If that's you, man, if you're like, "I can't stand this stuff," then I need your seat. Move over, because there are people who need Jesus. There's lots of churches out there if you just want to go have a social club and congregate. Know what I mean? And I'm not insulting anyone. I'm just saying, man, I'm looking for people who just want to go further, who are willing to be the blind man and then eventually willing to be Jesus. Amen. Amen. So that's that. That's all we got. are we good to just sort of like pray on this?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. If you are willing, if any part of you said, "Lord, I want to be that person who can share words of knowledge," then will you stand up and we're going to pray for you? I'm not going to like go around the room. I'm just going to pray as a big group here. And everybody else who doesn't want to stand up, no problem. Will you pray for the person standing up or the people? Because these are gifts. These are gifts. And so some of you are like, wait. Gifts are like drawing. You're either born with it or you're not. No, this is grace. You had no grace once, and then God poured out his grace on you. Right? Because you said, "Lord, I surrender." So people are standing up and they're saying, "I surrender. I surrender to the gift of God, the grace of God in my life to be that." And so I'm giving you permission and I'm praying over you, okay? Thank you. Everybody else, just believe. So God, thank you for the grace of the Holy Spirit that we don't deserve it. We don't merit it. There's nothing we could do to earn it. And yet you're still calling and you still call us your beloved kids. And you want to see us acting in the way the Father acted. You want to see us reading the scriptures and being Jesus instead of just talking about him. And so God, I just pray that for every person who's had the courage to stand up and say, "I surrender, I would like for that grace to be in my life," that I ask that you will meet them according to their faith, God, and pour out your spirit in an amazing way and allow them to hear your voice and allow them to walk in such confidence that they have heard you, that they can speak it out, God. And I ask for people who have been broken and hurt to hear the word of the Lord through their mouth, and Father, for great things to happen, deliverance and healing and miracles and just creative solutions, God, to just flow forth out of these people's mouths because they stood up and had the courage to ask, Father. And I release them into that greatness, that destiny, that greater things than you did, Jesus, they will do in your name, and they will make much out of your name, Father. In the name of Jesus, we declare it done. Amen. 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 I think a revival is like here. So that's another thing the Lord told me this week, and then I'm going to let you go, and that is this. We will embrace the revival that's coming when we can embrace the revival in here. Does that make sense? So embrace it, tackle it. Please, I know we all have issues. We do, we're broken, we're hurting, we all have problems. Get in line, right? But embrace the revival in here, in that, and we will see it, I swear, I promise, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
I just
have
a verse that I wrote down this week.
Sure, you want me to read it? Okay, so it's out of 1 Corinthians 4:20. The kingdom of God does not consist of talk, but of power.
Oh my word, amen.
Nice. Yes. Thank you for sharing. So good, huh? Amen. All right. Well, you are dismissed. What is your address, Adam?